Old Testament hospitality is part of the tradition received in the New Testament. Jesus receives hospitality from Martha and Mary, welcomes the children who come to him, and in his parables speaks of God as a father who opens the doors of his house to the son who returns home after squandering the family fortune. While contemplating the mid-17th century oil on copper from El Burgo de Osma Cathedral in Soria, depicting Jesus at the home of Martha and Mary, we listen to St. Luke's account of this episode. On their way he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Also belonging to the Gospel is the passage in which Christ says the famous words, "Let the children come to me." Peter van Lint captured it on an oil painting dated in the 1640s, belonging to the Mol Institute. The artist painted this same theme several times. In this instance, he gives the disciplines greater presence, emphasizing their critical stance towards Jesus' attitude towards women and children, completely contrary to the Jewish norms that considered them secondary, thus showing a sensitivity foreign to his time. We continue with the Return of the Prodigal Son in a copy by the Bassano from the Cathedral and Diocesan Museum of Valladolid. The parable of the prodigal son is one of the biblical stories centered on mercy, in this case through a father's forgiveness towards his children. The painting concentrates all the elements of the biblical narrative. In the foreground, within an architectural setting very similar to that used in other works by the Bassano, we see the barefoot son prostrated before the father, who places his hand on his shoulder in an attitude of forgiveness while a servant brings a rich garment. Various characters observe the scene, and musicians play wind instruments. To the right, a servant sacrifices an animal, and another, in a landscape background, indicates to the elder son on horseback what is happening in his house. St. Paul himself is somewhat like the prodigal son who, having been welcomed into the new house, will make the church a space of universal hospitality. Hence we can admire a monumental canvas depicting the conversion of St. Paul, a work by Bartolomé de Cárdenas from the Conventual Church of San Pablo, Valladolid. It captures the most representative episode of his life when pursuing Christians fleeing to Damascus, a force emanating from a heavenly ray knocked him off his horse. We see the future apostle lying on the ground, blinded by the divine light.